Senate Bill 16, an act to require a candidate's financial statement to be filed biannually until disposition of all funds and payment of all obligations.
Senate Bill 16, having had second reading for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Munson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 16 deals strictly with the campaign finance reports by legislators and county officials who do not run for re-election and have left their money in their campaign account. Current law requires these folks to file a termination campaign finance report when they have spent all of their leftover money. It is a difficult thing for the Secretary of State's office to determine when to send the blank report to the person, since the office doesn't know if a candidate spends all their money soon after leaving office or holds on to the money for a number of years. So this bill would simply require that the candidates with leftover money file a campaign finance report every 2 years until the money is gone. As with all campaign reports, the Secretary of State will send a blank report to the person in time for it to be completed and filed. Appreciate your support.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment at the desk.
Has it been circulated?
Yes, it has.
16FA. Is there a second?
Second.
There is a second. Comments on the motion to amend?
This amendment, ladies and gentlemen of the House, this would, after the third year, would drop the requirement. If you were not running for legislative office or county office. So to me, it only makes sense. If you've been out of this for 4 years, you're not going to remember that you hadn't filed a report. So this would say after 3 years, then nobody cares anyway. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House is the Lentz motion to amend. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 16 as amended? Hearing none. Representative Feagin, state your question.
Representative Munson, I'm reading through this and I don't see anywhere where it says that the Secretary of State has to send out this report, that they're going to find these people if we move and et cetera, to make sure nobody falls through the cracks?
Representative Munson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, basically, right now, that is what is happening, is that the Secretary of State has no idea when to send the report out, because there is no time limit whatsoever on how long a person can keep money in the in their account. And so what you're referring to, I believe, is on the last page where it's a class 2 misdemeanor if you don't file it. This bill in its original form, without the amendment, this bill would require that a financial report would be filed every 2 years, and that's where your class 2 misdemeanor would come in.
Representative Feagin, you have the floor.
Well, I certainly still have some questions about Senate Bill 16. If the Secretary of State can't find you and all of a sudden it escapes you that you were supposed to have this report in, I don't think it necessarily should be a Class 2 misdemeanor. So if you can guarantee me, Representative Munson, that the Secretary of State will find me every 2 years, maybe that's okay. But I don't see that in this bill, Senate Bill 16, so I'm going to ask you to oppose Senate Bill 16.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 16? Hearing none. The question for the House is the final passage of Senate Bill 16. Those in favor vote aye. State your point. Yes, it passed.
Okay.
All those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Clark and Kazmierczak. Representative Kazmierczak. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 50, nays 17, absent 1, excused 2.
Senate Bill 16, having received majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.